proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. It is Laura Kennard Day. Laura is with Drake University, as well as DMAC, and The Runway. It's an innovation and, well, entrepreneur center located at Southridge Mall. Sorry, I just lost it there for a moment, Laura.
That's
and
okay.
Yeah, lots of things going on right now mentally for so many people.
I think so too.
So let's run down a quick list of what you've found on a local basis here in the greater Des Moines metro. What's happening? What are you hearing out there from entrepreneurs and the business community as we move forward?
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to, the Greater Des Moines Partnership, and specifically to the chamber that I belong to, Fuse DSM. That team has just really snapped with it and not really allowed any of the things that we do on a regular basis, fire starter meetings, economic development meetings, everything has gone forward via virtual. But on top of that, rather than their job being less and, hey, we're just at home, they've kind of doubled down on trying to find ways to support local businesses. And I think that it speaks a lot at this time to what the value is in being really active in your chamber and joining a chamber. They have been advocates for disseminating information that's confusing right now, from taxes to legal to grants to loans. Also putting together special groups for people to just kind of share ideas and things and just support each other. And they also have been highlighting businesses that have banded together to as partners to help other people with things. I mean, it's just really been an amazing show of like how entrepreneurs support each other. I know Trisha Rivas is part of Fuse Chamber. I saw her post, that she's just trying to get her payroll out, and that it was, it's just been, you know, heartbreaking because she does have a lot of, people that are depending on her in addition to her family, which I think a lot of small businesses are. And it's got to be a really, I think what she described is that it feels very out of control, you feel
exactly.
A little helpless.
Yeah. No, nobody is in control. And that's, right. We just had a piece last week that was, just kind of went globally. We were talking about the trucking industry and the final tip that this expert from R.R. Donnelly, it's a DLS Worldwide, a third-party carrier. Anyway, what Steve Haas was telling us is, you control the things you can control. Those things you can't control, don't try, because it just makes you nuts. And
right.
I totally understand that. So, we do what we can. I know that, and it doesn't mean to be flip. This is just the new reality. And we have no idea how long this is going to be. I know that the president and his administration has now extended the issue until the end of April. But I'm seeing reports that look like things are being canceled in June, July, and August already. So,
We don't know. And I've been proud of people that have been, at least in my circle, and it's a pretty big circle, have been refraining from being too political right now. I did get one video that was very politically oriented, but it's not the time to decide who would have done it better or any of that kind of stuff. I think it is. I just am really focused on sharing what we do know and giving people some power back to do things. And so I think that's what's so cool about the list of things that I have to share today is these entrepreneurship and small business support people in our community, in our ecosystem, have, again, doubled down. Iowa Center for Economic Success, tomorrow you can tune in from 2 to 3. They've got a live call, so live streaming call specifically focused on, so they have a small business support series that they're doing via distance right now, and this one from 2 to 3 on Tuesday is a live call for restaurant and bar industry people. Doesn't say owners specifically, so that could, I'm sure, mean you could be a worker, you know, whoever it is. Owners, just people being impacted in that industry. 3 to 4, the West Des Moines Chamber is having a webinar called Sell Online, which with Shop Where I Live, which Shop Where I Live is Sherry Edelson. She started that quite a while back.
That was about 2 years ago. Yeah, we had her.
Yeah.
We had her with us on a podcast 2 years ago in June, as a matter of fact, and we just visited with her maybe a week ago,
yeah,
and a half ago.
Right. So she's doing a webinar to kind of help people learn how they can sell online in case you, you know, I see a lot of Funky Zebras. My friend at Fusion Boutique that's on University, kind of near Valley West, you know, they're doing what they can to be shipping things online, selling online. They had fortunately had a lot of social media they already did in that way. But I think there's a lot of businesses that hadn't necessarily gone to that, what we call omni-channel marketing, where you are doing brick and mortar and online and really seamlessly and sort of integrating those things together. And people are being forced to kind of figure that out,
right,
you know, under fire. And so it's nice to see the West Des Moines Chamber inviting her to talk about the e-commerce aspect that you can, try.
And one of the interesting things about Shop Where I Live, they are partnering with chambers all over the state of Iowa. And so if you are a member of a chamber of commerce and your chamber of commerce has partnered with ShopWhereILive.com, you pay nothing with regard to selling your products online. So it is it's a great piece. So that is on Wednesday, did you say, with West Des Moines?
No, it's actually also on Tuesday, so that'll be 3 to 4. Another thing just to mention also, if you need some comedy relief, you know, we all need some of that right now. You know, the information that was put out there was really sobering this morning about, you know, the projections, and even the president is sort of conceding that that's the number we're looking at, which is just terrible. And so it's a really scary time. I think that message has to go out because there are still a lot of young people that haven't been taking it seriously. So I hope that that message reaches them. But at the same time, you know, it's true that people are going to get really depressed. It's a month of, you know, worrying and being sort of adapting to a new life. So Teehee's Comedy Club has been doing a bunch of fun stuff live. They've been conducting live comedy mics where people all around can do live mic. They've got a karaoke kick it on Tuesday night starting at 8 p.m. I know our family did a card games with friends and board games with friends via Zoom and Google Meet. So, you know, but that's another way that you can support businesses is, you know, show up, if you will, virtually for their things. He's not charging anything to do that. You can buy gift certificates if you feel like you can afford to do that now, so that it can kind of help them, and then attend stuff in the future, you know, support their efforts to continue to entertain people and, you know, shop, do use the restaurant delivery services or their curbside pickup for meals. I know a lot of people don't feel like they can afford to be spending extra money because they don't know what their finances are going to look like. And but if you can, it's such a great thing to do to try to support the remote efforts of these businesses, you know. So I just wanted to mention that and just say that if you are on Facebook, if you go to, I'll put a bunch of these on dmbizmixer.com. Also, if you look into all of these groups that have sort of popped up, definitely your chamber groups have special groups they've put together where they're sharing resources. There has been some confusion and concern about what happens to contractors, freelancers, solopreneurs, startups that don't have employees yet, about what's going to be available for them. I will tell you, freelancersunion.com, I've been sharing a great post from them on some of my social media platforms, on LinkedIn and on Facebook, because they are really trying to explain that you can even apply for unemployment in many of these instances, even if you weren't an employee, you know. So just, you know, do what you can to reach out to, you know, mortgage companies, car companies, et cetera. Just see what they are going to make available when and if the time comes that you need that. I hope that all of the businesses will, you know, be trying to help in these ways. And at the same time, just know that, you know, people that are contractors are particularly vulnerable. I've been in that position where you don't really have a safety net. So just sharing those sorts of resources gives people back some power. At least they know things that they can do. Okay. You know, so
Laura, thanks
anyway,
so much.
That's it.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, DMAC, as well as Drake University and the Runway Innovation Center and Studio at Southridge, all of which, by the way, are closed right now. We well understand that, but Laura's a regular, has been a regular on this broadcast for years. And thanks for taking some time and visiting with us again, Laura. Appreciate it.
Sure. Hang in there.
You betcha.
Talk again soon.
All right. Be well.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, DMAC, and also Drake University and The Runway. That about wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, that would be Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, Aaron Libby in charge of marketing and public relations. Also, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, one of those folks that are out there doing it every single day from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a good day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.